Today on Gardening in a Minute, arugula. Arugula is a leafy green vegetable native to the Mediterranean. The edible leaves are characterized by a distinctive spicy, pungent flavor similar to mustard greens. Seeds are planted in the fall and leaves are harvested about 6 weeks later. Arugula has dark green, serrated leaves and is an attractive addition to salads. Arugula should be harvested when it's about 8 to 10 inches tall. Individual leaves can be cut from the plant as needed. The leaves can be steamed, pureed, or used raw in salads and sandwiches. High temperatures will cause arugula to flower. Once the plant flowers, or if the plant becomes leggy, the leaves may become too bitter to eat. Plant your arugula at 2 to 3 week intervals from fall through spring to enjoy a continual harvest. For more information about arugula and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lightning damage to trees. Florida has powerful thunderstorms, especially in the summer, and where there's thunder, there's lightning. Lightning can kill or injure trees, sometimes in an obvious and spectacular fashion. The trunk or branches could be shattered or the bark stripped, but sometimes the damage is hidden. Your tree could develop cracks or sunken dead spots along its trunk, or over time, the roots could rot. If you suspect your tree has been struck by lightning, have a certified arborist examine it and give you advice on how to save the tree. Unfortunately, not all trees can be saved, and sometimes lightning damage can cause death. Trees are such a beautiful and valuable part of the landscape that it's worth making an effort to try and preserve them. For more information about lightning damage and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the ponytail palm. The ponytail palm is a distinctive-looking evergreen tree that can reach up to 30 feet in height. It's actually not a palm, but a member of the agave family. The base of the trunk is very broad, up to 7 feet across, and narrowly tapers, eventually branching. The light green leaves are long and thin, cascading in tufts like a pony's tail. Plant your ponytail palm in full or part sun in well-drained soil. Its showy, creamy white flowers appear above the foliage for several weeks in the spring or summer. Sometimes the tree will flower 2 or even 3 times a year. The ponytail palm makes a great specimen plant and can be placed in a rock garden or grown as a houseplant in cooler parts of the state. For more information about the ponytail palm and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, disguising utilities. All around your home are utilities that may detract from your landscape's appearance. Electrical boxes, AC units, light poles, and garbage storage areas can all be disguised from view using plants. Choose evergreen material so undesirable views are hidden all year, and make sure your screening plants aren't highly flammable. You can use trees to block streetlights that might be shining in your window, or tall shrubs to block the view of an AC unit. Vines are often good choices, but might not be allowed on light poles. Before planting your screen, check with your utility companies for required space allowances. Remember that you don't want to block access to these utilities, but you can still enjoy your view without having to look at them. For more information about disguising utilities and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, agaves. Agaves grow in both tropical and desert areas. These succulents have a large rosette of thick, fleshy leaves. The leaves can be up to 10 feet long, with sharp points. Agaves grow slowly and flower only once, typically after at least 10 years. When the plant begins to flower, a tall stem grows from the center of the leaves, bearing a large number of short tubular flowers. After an agave blooms, it will die, but can be easily propagated from plantlets located at the base of the stem. The sap from many agave can cause skin irritation. When working with one, wear gloves and handle with care. Agaves need very little water once established and are a good pick for the Florida-friendly landscape, being both drought-tolerant and often salt-tolerant, too. For more information about agaves, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.